Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. It is Tuesday. It's time to check in with our resident fashionista, Jesse Haliva, giving you the Fashion 411 on a skinny budget with Trend Hungry Tuesday. And Jesse, we're talking turbans this Tuesday, like the turbans you wear on your head?
Those turbans, Ralphie, do you wear them?
No. Not
just
at all.
Checking.
This trend is really like just above and beyond my head. I mean, explain what type of turbans we're talking about here, Jesse.
Okay, so you could do the full-on turban, which is a little crazy. That's not really the most wearable turban. Or you can wear the turban headband, and it's way more versatile, way more chic, and really anyone can wear it.
Okay, how did this even become a trend in the first place?
Okay, so my theory is Sarah Jessica Parker wore it in the Sex and the City 2, that's the second movie, and people kind of saw it and they were like, that's weird, but it's kind of cool. Then the Kardashians started wearing it, and you know, some other celebs are wearing it, and it was kind of like, do I like it? Do I not? And then, you know, it started being produced, mass marketed, and hey, now it's huge.
And you just wear it on your head.
Yeah, you wear it on your head. This is the new hair accessory. I mean, in 2011, it started showing a lot more, but I predict for 2012, this is going to be the must-have. And, you know, of course, they're super affordable.
TrendHungry.com's Jesse Haliva here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Where exactly do you wear it? While you're grocery shopping, can you wear it out like a, you know, a night out on the town? Can you rock one of these things?
You definitely can, but a turban is one of those styles that girls wear for girls. It's not necessarily the most sexy look that you're going to wear for a hot date, because I feel like guys don't necessarily get it.
Clearly.
I mean, you could weigh out on that.
Yeah, clearly. I'm going to have to go to trendhungry.com and look at photos, so maybe I fully understand, or at least can attempt to comprehend this exact trend. So now, as far as scoring a trendy turban on a skinny budget, where exactly can you do that?
So my top choice is Etsy.com. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it's a website kind of like eBay, but they have very specific specifications. You can only sell on there if it's vintage or handmade. And so people are making turbans, you know, they're handmade, and you can get one from $10 to $20. The ones I'm loving right now are the knitted turbans, which are great. You could wear it almost like ear warmers with your jacket, or a velvet turban, and that's very holiday-esque.
Wow, I am still just in shock. I'm going to have to hit up trendhungry.com later to check out exactly what this trendy turban looks like.
You're going to like it, I can tell.
You know, I'm reserving judgment, at least doing my very best to reserve judgment, because but that's why, Jesse, we have you on every Tuesday, because I'm not always the most fashion-forward, and obviously you have the Fashion 411 on a skinny budget. TrendHungry.com's Jesse Haliva with Trend Hungry Tuesday. Jesse, as always, thank you for the 411.
Thanks, Ralphie.